is Radio 560. KPQ time is 8:14. This is the Thursday edition of the Morning Report. And we start our weekly Thursday morning conversations with 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins. So, good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Kevin. Good to be with you and Kaylee. Thanks for having me.
So we will get to the upcoming legislative session here in just a moment, but I wanted to ask you briefly sort of what your thoughts were or what your reaction was when you saw what was going on yesterday, not only in our nation's capital, but also what you were seeing going on a little later on in the day in Olympia at the governor's mansion.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting year, and obviously, you know, what I observed and heard about yesterday was very disappointing. I was actually, all the members of the Washington State Senate were in a remote session training exercise when we got the word that the governor's mansion had been, the grounds had sort of been infiltrated, and that's obviously a big concern to me. And then obviously what happened in Washington, D.C. Late yesterday evening, it's very disappointing. You know, when I think back on this year, the occupations in Seattle, in other American cities, and then yesterday, basically at both capitals, state and federal, it's totally unacceptable, it's wrong, and we are a country of laws based on our freedoms. Peaceful protests are welcome, and they're actually protected, but violence in of any kind, in the across the political spectrum, it's, you know, never acceptable.
And with the upcoming legislative session being remote and slightly, well, different than previous years, how will things be executed?
Well, it's going to be very interesting, Kaylee, because this is the word unprecedented has been used a lot this past year, and that's going to be the case with the upcoming legislative session. The state constitution dictates when we're going to be in session. And according to the state constitution, the second Monday of every January, we're expected to gather for a session. This particular year, it's a longer session, 105 days, but it's going to be all remote. They're calling it a hybrid session because there are some opportunities to be in person. But for me in my office, I mean, we're going to be working remotely. I have a few different staff members, and we're all in different locations, and it is going to be a bit of a challenge to make sure that we can deliver the same level of constituent customer service that my office has always prided itself in, but I think we got that worked out. I think we sort of have things worked out for the remote voting. We have a new program that we're working with in the state Senate for floor action, but I do anticipate that things will slow down considerably, the volume of legislation, due to the more cumbersome nature of remote session, is going to be way down. And later today, I'm meeting with the chair of the Education Committee, and we're actually going to practice our voting sessions in the committee rooms, too. And the committee process will be totally different this year. There will be remote testimony exclusively in the committee. So pretty much everything in the legislature will be different this year.
Speaking of the upcoming session, what do you think will be one the biggest topics of conversation that'll be happening around Olympia, or I guess remote Olympia? And two, what are some of the things that you're going to be working towards pushing and getting out there?
Well, I know a lot of the focus will continue to be on the budgets, in particular the state operating budget that funds the day-to-day operations of the state. We are anticipating a revenue impact related to COVID, lost revenue, and you know that could change a little bit based on the economic impacts of these most recent COVID restrictions. But our economy has actually held up pretty well despite all that. So I'm not expecting, at least at this time, major structural changes in the state budget. Things are a lot better than what was once feared, but I do anticipate, you know, the potential for increased taxes and what a lot of legislators may push for. It just seems like if, you know, there's any loss in revenue related to COVID or anything else, or even when revenues are up, some lawmakers are pushing for taxes. And I've heard concerns from constituents about a capital gains tax and other things, and I share those concerns. The makeup of the state legislature is essentially the same as what it was just last year, despite all the new people and the election cycle that just occurred. We have the same governor, and so I think a lot of the same tax proposals will be pushed for this year. And for me, for my own legislation, you know, I've kind of moderated things a little bit just because my expectations are a little lessened because of the we'll have less volume moving through the legislature. But I do have a bill related to hydrogen vehicles that I'm trying to advance that I think will be beneficial to our state, and in particular North Central Washington, which I think can position itself as a leader for hydrogen, the hydrogen economy. And then I also have a bill related to the school calendar that I'll be introducing here next week. And then I'm working with the Department of Natural Resources and local electric utilities on a wildland advisory committee for wildfires and emergency response electric utilities. So those three things, along with other budget requests that I'll be making, will keep me very busy, along with all the other committee work and constituent work that we'll be undertaking this year.
Well, I know we're looking forward to talking to you on a weekly basis. And so people can catch you right here every Thursday morning at about 8:10, 8:15. But if they want to keep up with you or get in touch with you, or some other ways that they can keep in contact?
The best way is through my website, which is senatorbradhawkins.org. And from my website, people can, you know, get our phone number, get the email address, subscribe to my email newsletter. They can learn more about my recent news releases or email updates. We really pride ourselves in keeping in good communications with our constituents. And so despite everybody working remotely, you know, I hope that people will still reach out to us. I know that if this last week is any indication, the number of emails and calls to our office is considerably up. But I have a good staff that shares my philosophy for constituent customer service. I believe that these positions exist to serve the people who elect us. And so we're going to move heaven and earth, despite some of the challenges, to make sure everybody gets the answers to the questions they're asking and the information they need. So if people do have questions, the best way is through my website at senatorbradhawkins.org, and we welcome it. And I look forward to being on with you and Kaylee, Kevin, every week at this time. I think it'll be a good opportunity to stay in touch.
All right, Brad. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Yeah, thanks so much.